This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
NBC has announced that Tom Lamas will take over as anchor and managing editor of the NBC Nightly News this summer, following Lester Holt's decision to step down. Lamas, currently the anchor of Top Story with Tom Lamas, will continue in that role while leading Nightly News.
You never heard of him?
I don't know who he is.
Oh, I've heard of him. But what was the reason why Lester Holt stepped down?
Does he make boots?
Dateline.
Yes, I think.
Oh, that's Tony Lama. Sorry. No, I've never heard of him. Which just tells you something about the state of network news these days. I mean, there were other people you probably heard more recognizable names. None of them were selected. So. Who knows? Why in the world did they get rid of Lester Holt? At least he was a well-known name.
Yeah, did he quit or did they let him go?
He said that he'd rather focus on Dateline.
Whatever.
You know, that's what what's-her-face Nora O'Donnell said is, oh, I'd rather do these special projects and that's why I'm no longer going to be anchor. I'm sorry. I just don't believe that. The people who are, she said it exactly like that. The people who were in those positions, they like
Nora.
They like that having that power.
Throat. That's a cutthroat business, and she gutted people along the way to get where she was, and she didn't give that up on her own.
I agree. She did not give
they
up
came
on
up.
Own.
They came to her and gave her an opportunity to step away before they were going to fire her. I don't
a quote-unquote opportunity.
That's kind of how
this
it's a cutthroat business.
XYZ.
Yeah.
The producers of Hamilton have canceled the musical's planned 2026 engagement at Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center, citing what they call a recent purge of staff and programming under the Trump administration.
God's sake.
Producer Jeffrey Sellers stated the show cannot, in good conscience, support the new direction of the institution.
Because it's not screaming left, progressive, liberal hotspot anymore.
And President Trump is the chairman of
it. Of the board, whatever.
Well, I mean, it's not president. Did he appointed somebody to that job? Who was it?
He made himself.
Was it
chairman?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't. I mean, they all use it for their own advantage when they're in the White House. The Obamas, the Bidens, all of them have done it, and so Clintons. And suddenly, nobody will go there because a Republican, particularly Orange Man Bad, is president of the United States. Give me a break. Let him rot.
Tell us how you really feel, Mark.
Let him rot. Let him pound sand. I don't care.
I hope Hamilton fails. He should have made RFK Jr. a Kennedy in charge of the Kennedy.
He's saving America. He's trying to make us healthy again.
People think RFK Jr. is so crazy. They hate him, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Justin Timberlake is reportedly considering an NSYNC reunion to win back fans after a rocky period in his solo career. Facing backlash for last-minute tour cancellations, low ticket sales, and a DWI arrest, the singer has struggled with audience engagement, especially after fans criticized his set list for featuring too many new songs.
It was not good when he was here.
But and I grew up like a big NSYNC fan. I already know Justin Timberlake's birthday is January 31st. I had a poster of him growing up on my wall.
Did you really?
I did. I'm not ashamed to say it. Well, anyway, would the other band members really feel good about that? Like, oh, the reason why you want to have this reunion is because your solo career sucks.
Well, what are they doing these days?
I say money talks.
Money talks.
I mean, I guess.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
They already got back together for Trolls.
I know.
And?
A worthy
you wouldn't go?
Yes.
No. No.
Like Backstreet Boys? Would you go see the Backstreet
Boys? How much am I paying? Like $100? Maybe.
Easily.
Maybe. But I'm not the person who's going to spend $300 on a ticket.
Backstreet Boys tour with New Kids on the Block all the time.
And I was an NSYNC over Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
Well, you had to pick one side, Mark. When you were a 90s kid, it was a big deal.
Yeah, Mark, just like the Stones or the Beatles, you had to pick one. Or you could like them both.
What about
The Who?
Yeah. I was a Who person. But go ahead.
After more than two decades on the air, ESPN's Around the Horn will sign off for good on May 23rd. The cancellation is part of a broader change at the network, including ESPN's exit from MLB coverage and its shift towards a standalone streaming service. So,
I don't ever remember watching it.
Around the Horn is the one with the four box of people.
They had four writers on there, and the guy would ask them questions.
Yeah, it was a talking heads show. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looks like Alex Ovechkin is closing in on Wayne Gretzky's NHL all-time goals record of 894. Right now, he's got 885 goals as of his recent game against the New York Rangers. He scored one last night. So he's just 10 goals shy of breaking the record. So,
and if he doesn't do it this season, he will play one more season until he does it.
He's going to get it.
He'll probably get
it. Has he played longer than Gretzky?
Yes.
It's taken him longer to get there.
Yes. I'm sure Gretzky would say that then. You know, it's like you always have to make sure.
Wayne has said nothing.
It's kind of like the basketball thing, you know, where they say that, oh, so-and-so broke the record. And it's like, yeah, but the scoring was different before. Yeah,
sounds like Gretzky.
There's always the asterisk.
Gretzky needs to call up his friend Tanya Harding to kind of keep that from happening.
She knows some people,
classy,
right?
Hey, Ovechkin, take a knee, buddy. Come on.
Get more at 971talk.com.